If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
The Black Star Power was real at the BET Awards, and we got to dish on all your favorite celebs.
Also, why did the iPhone toss between lovers JT and Lil Uzi Vert really go down?
Ooh, sounds spicy. And did Coi Leray pay tribute to our boo DeBrat?
Ooh, and Tay-Tay, honey, you got a fan line on you, girl, honey. Ooh, Lord, oh. And now we're gonna, honey, have to set the record straight.
Welcome to Dish Nation! I take more. You gotta spill that green tea, sis.
Oh, baby, it is hot this morning. All right, everybody. Well, last night, the BET Awards was a sight to be seen, baby, okay? There was a lot of amazing performances, but the one that has gotten everybody in a chokehold is the godmother of soul, my auntie, Patti LaBelle. Oh, Lord, we love us some Patti. Gowns, beautiful gowns. Yes, y'all, Auntie Patti came to the stage to pay homage to the late icon Tina Turner by performing one of her top charting hits, The Best. And y'all, Auntie forgot the lyrics. Here we go, roll the footage.
You know what, Patti being 79, you do gotta pump that font up a little bit on
right.
Teleprompter, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, she probably had it on City Girl font.
That's what things people at home don't know. Sometimes the teleprompter would be this big and it's a long way. Patti might need one this big, you know?
Yeah, T.T. Patti has the lyrics to every song on every show of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know why the BET Awards thought it was so special because T.T. pulled this off at the White House, too. Let us not forget. Y'all remember she was like, change the cards. Change the cards. Y'all, it happened.
It don't happen. Do you forget lyrics?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was the improv on cue and in key for me. Like, Rashida, yeah. I can't see the words.
We should amend the lyrics online and make that the line.
I would have never had that.
Well, the room was filled with Black Star Power last night, but it was also filled with that BB Rex, the phone throwing energy.
Lord.
Now, no one is exactly sure why this happened, but City Girl JT was acting bad and her boyfriend Lil Uzi Vert was the victim. So, the couple got into it in the middle of the awards ceremony and JT stood up and clocked him in the head with her iPhone Ooh. While screaming some pretty choice words we can't say on television. Mm-hmm. Then she walked out with Uzi Vert running behind her and it looks like he was trying to get out of the doghouse, but she wasn't having it at all.
Period.
Now, this is the tea that I heard, honey. Allegedly, y'all, Uzi, honey, was playing a little too nice, honey, with Miss Ice Spice, and he was taking pictures, honey, and shouting her out in his performances, honey, and JT was not, honey, here for the disrespect, and
okay.
I don't blame her.
Me either. Let me just say this disclaimer. I do not condone violence at all, but I ain't mad at JT,
yeah.
Okay?
You don't disrespect my ass and some other woman.
It embarrassed her like that
yes.
in public, so she got tried, and so she had to, you know.
He can't support another female artist?
No.
He can't shout out another female artist?
No.
I'm just saying.
Wait. He did it.
No.
Let me tell you something. It was her asking for the phone back for me.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay, give me my phone.
Shout out to Lil Uzi Hurt.
Oh. All right, y'all. Well, on a more positive note, the BET Awards had some great moments. Let's get into What the Fashion moment with Best Hip Hop Artist nominee Coi Leray. All right, she's getting a lot of attention for paying homage to female rappers, including DeBrat, guys.
Hey.
Look at that. God. Koi wore a two-piece white and black outfit that displayed names of iconic female rappers all over. I think it looks great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was the only one that covered up.
Okay. Nah, but you know what? This is nice, honey, but I would have, you know, liked to see Brad's name somewhere else. I mean, but it's in her armpit, honey. I mean, Brad doesn't want to smell that, though.
Where would you have placed the Brad on the outfit?
For Brad, I would at least put it maybe in her mid-thigh.
Okay. You know what? Gary.
I really thought Gary was about to say across the chest or on the sleeve.
Why in her thigh, Gary?
Well, I mean, you know, because Brad likes to walk, and she would have been walking.
And she made it a point to put her hand up in the air so you could see the people that she had in her armpit. So shout out for the love, Koi LeRae. You're killing it.
Absolutely.
Did she win last night?
She wants some fans. She wants some fans.
Okay, she wants some fans and also most fabric.
Most fabric going on stage?
I'll take that. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Somebody rip Lotta out the plans, baby, because she won, baby. Best female hip hop artist. Now.
Yup. Yo, big shout out to her. And her acceptance speech was a little bit lopsided because she pulled off one shoe and ran to the stage to accept her award.
Okay.
I don't know why y'all don't wear Skechers, man.
That's the thing. I don't get it. Why do you ladies do this to yourselves?
Oh, I don't. I wear tennis shoes. I am known to wear some Jordans on that ass.
Because I promise, guys are not looking at your shoes.
Yeah,
you don't care how tall your shoes are.
You do.
I look at shoes, honey. I look at the whole ensemble, honey. Mm-hmm. Needs to be right.
I'm telling you, I don't have the time. I'm a better person when my feet don't hurt.
Most people are.
But you're a prettier person when your feet look good.
Yeah, but you want me to be nice, and I want to be nice.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, well.
And when your feet hurt and you got a headache or your stomach hurt, I am not a nice individual. You know?
When a woman cross her legs, bitch, and the last pair of pumps is just sexy.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of awards, it seems like Cardi B's fans deserve a Petty Award. Mm. Now, check this out. Nicki Minaj and her husband, Kenneth Petty, bought a house in Hidden Hills, California, back in December, and it's been anything but smooth sailing since then. Now, a petition to block Kenneth, who is a registered sex offender, from living in the neighborhood, got about 1,000 signatures, and it was started by Beverly Barden.
Okay.
Now, it seems like this is a Cardi B super fan trolling Nicki and Kenneth because a Twitter user named Cleverly Cardi claims to have created the name Beverly Barden to be close to her username. Thoughts?
Who has this? What kind of fan has this much time?
Child.
What kind of hater has this much time to go create a fake name to get 1,000 signatures just because you don't like somebody?
I'm sure he's not the only one in that neighborhood in Hidden Hills, though.
Really?
I'm just saying.
No.
Yes.
Isn't that your old neighborhood?
It is my old.
Oh.
One of them.
Well.
Yeah, you know.
Tell more.
No, I'm not going to tell more. I'm just saying. You leave that alone.
You were so hidden then, huh? So.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Miss Tamar, girl, honey. Now, I heard that you celebrated Pride over the weekend, hosting a party in Cincinnati. But one person wasn't too happy with you, and they tweeted this. We were excited to see you, honey, for Pride, and you did nothing. You didn't even, honey, want to interact with anyone. Sat there, honey, and was just giving mean girl vibes, honey. For real, girl, you could have what? Stayed home.
Oh.
But, honey, another person posted this, though, Tamar, in a video, honey, to defend you.
Okay. I mean, the proof is always in a video.
So, Miss Tamar, girl, you clap back, honey, online. So, honey, what did you tell this girl?
Well, you know, I told the woman of God simply this. I'm so confused. I hosted a Pride party. I wasn't there to sing, or I would have. I wasn't there to take pictures, but I did that. I wasn't there to start a twerking competition, but I did that. I don't drink much anymore, but I did that with people on stage and called people up and took shots with people I don't know. What did you want me to do, Pumpkin? Pull up and ask you, do you have survival insurance?
Wow.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure, Tamar, you've hosted many prides before.
Yes, I have.
You have to give the girls just everything they want and then some.
But I do, and that's why I'm constantly booked for pride. Number one, that's my friends and I believe. But also, like, you know, they come out because we have a good time, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, she was upset ultimately because she didn't get a chance to get a picture.
Do you remember this person asking for
a picture? I don't remember.
Tino?
It was millions of people, seemed like, to me.
I saw the post. It was packed out.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry I didn't get a picture with you, sis, but you can't say stuff like that online because, you know, you can't spread rumors. They travel fast. Okay?
Maybe they can send a picture of her to us and we won't Photoshop it or anything.
Yeah, we definitely...
We can make it happen.
Yeah.
Put you in a picture.
Well, now she's blocked, so she gets nothing.
Aww. Hit us up at hatersonly@dishnation.com.
Up next, okay. Erykah Badu is clapping back and she's doing it in person. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it is time for a Dish Baby Report. Thank you, Gary. Well, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker shared the sex of their first baby together, Blink 182 style. Oh. They took to IG with the video of the two kissing, seated in front of a drum set, while blue streamers shoot into the sky announcing it's a boy.
Oh. It's the first live drum roll I've seen in a while.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
Good.
Like, it's kind of cool. He's on point.
But I still feel, I just hate that she's having another baby.
Really?
Why?
Well, I don't want you having babies for every man you talk to.
That's her husband.
She hasn't really talked to a lot of men.
He got children, she got children, honey. We just gonna blend these damn children
they
together.
They together. Yeah, I'm not even gonna hold you. She gave me baby fever. Like, between her and the bread, I'm like, well, maybe I can make something happen. I don't know.
So would you carry the load yourself, or would you get surrogate?
I would love to be pregnant again.
Really?
Oh, my God. Food tastes so good.
I'm surprised she's not using a surrogate. I figured she would have used a surrogate. That seems like
why? Because she's older?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But also, like, if you're, I don't know, I feel like just Kardashian money, why would you want to put yourself through the pregnancy?
Because she's the most practical Kardashian.
That's true.
That's the thing. Like, yo, I feel like she's going to do everything normal.
Well, Brett did it.
Yeah.
She's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, she's having an amazing pregnancy. She's almost done. Yeah. Yeah, it could be done.
Yeah, and she got Kardashian money, so you could do it.
Come on, Kardashian money. Well, baby, Erykah Badu was not here for the disrespect.
Oh.
Okay? So Erykah is currently on her Unfollow Me tour with Yacine Bey, also known as Mos Def. I didn't even know he changed his name, friend.
Yeah.
Yep. And in a viral video, a few concert goers thought it was a good idea to walk out in the middle of Miss Badu's set, and this is what had happened.
You got to bring him. Hold on, stop. Hold on. Where y'all going? This is rude. Oh, I'm singing.
What if they had to pee? What if they had to pee real bad?
They've
been pre-partying.
Everybody?
A couple of them.
Maybe they had to go call Tyrone. Who knows?
You know.
Never know, honey. She said call. So
okay.
But I wouldn't care. As long as y'all paid her, I got my money. Okay, bye.
Oh, no, you care. Mm-hmm. If somebody left in the middle of your set, your comedy set, would you be upset?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I'm so new at that if someone walked out, I was like, damn it, man, I'm going to take 6 weeks off.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like, you be in your head.
Six
you know what
weeks
I mean?
Off.
Like, artists are so sensitive. And so even if it's a bop like Tyrone, how come you don't want to hit my bop?
Okay.
You know, right?
Well, baby, honey, baby, someone go get some ice because, honey, Blueface's mama, Miss Clarissa, honey, Stephalls, said that she was too high, baby, back in her day. When it's not like you, Tamar. The reason a recent clip surfaced, honey, online. Honey, Miss Clarissa, honey, boasting about all the celebrity men, and she says that they wanted to clap her cakes, honey, in her 20s. Take a look.
Who I turned down? 50, Shaq, Cube, who else? Usher. It was a no.
Okay, I mean, she's not a bad-looking chick. And then,
she's
like,
not,
and if you always just around celebrities, you know, you're going to get hollered at.
They're going to shoot their shot. They're going to shoot their shot, that's for sure.
Who is Blueface Daddy then?
That's what I want to know.
Who is Blueface Daddy? Because you just named all these damn rich, wealthy celebrities, honey.
She rolled off these, like, millionaires and just said no to all of them. I was like, surely you said yes to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why you say it sound like me, though?
Well, because I remember, Tamar, you know, I know you was hot once in your day.
Hot?
You was popping.
I'm not popping no more.
But now you just pop.
Oh.
You heard the past tense, she popped.
I'm still in my prime, no?
I think you're more outside now than you ever have been.
No, she just started the twerk contest at the Pride event.
But she just settled down, honey. You ain't doing all that mess no more. You just settled down, honey. So
I was never outside with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been, though.
Gary, are you popping or have you popped?
Oh, baby, honey, I'm sizzling.
No, he is boiled, pulled over. Ain't no popping. The grease is on.
The bubble has been burst.
The grease is okay.
Iowa up next. Newman Arenas explains why it isn't basketball players' fault that they get matched up with the worst women in life. We got details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, now NBA stars are sometimes known for their entanglements, right?
Yeah.
Well, Zion Williamson and Mariah Mills is just the latest example of that. Well, former NBA star Gilbert Arenas just shed some light on why it happens, and he says he has a lot to do with scheduling. Check it out.
Think about the other sex that's free between noon and damn 7 o'clock. Strippers. Girls, Instagram models ain't got to do in life, right? All the sophisticated women at work. They at work.
But my thing is, and he was saying that, you know, they said sophisticated women are out, so thank God. Well, I ain't gonna say you're not a sophisticated lady, Tamar, but.
Well,
they
said, dang!
The way you used to be, and that sophisticated.
What did you do to him this weekend?
I don't know what I did to him.
Were you the fan hating on Tamar's pride?
Probably. That was probably Gary behind that lady.
I mean, like convenience and the women that work 9 to 5. I mean, you work.
I do.
So, you know, so that means you can't be, you know, a part of these other, these women and stuff.
Well, to some men, those are the decent ones.
The men just tell you they don't want y'all. I mean, they don't want them.
Y'all? I got a man. You tried it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I want a sophisticated lady. But
you want a sophisticated lady?
Yeah, I would love a sophisticated
lady. Absolutely, guys like sophistication.
I can work around her schedule, but also, like, people whose schedules are very flexible, oftentimes, you know, like you said, ease. Ease of aligning your schedules.
Yeah, like them chicks that go out at 11 p.m. versus be asleep at 11 p.m., they're always going to get more, you know, they're going to have more fun, and they're going to be more on the menu.
Well, the info just keeps rolling in on the Kevin and Christine Costner divorce. Y'all know we talked about this the other day. We learned that Christine is asking for basically $250,000 per month in child support for their three teenagers. Mm. That's like over $2 million a year.
Yeah,
well, Christine is laying out all the numbers when it comes to the family's finances. She said that Kevin raked in $19.5 million last year, and the family's expenses were $6.6 million before taxes. She also broke down the spending specifically, saying $26,000 on boats and boat expenses, but they also spent $830,000 on gifts and $542,000 on gardeners. Landscaping is expensive, y'all.
It is. Especially if you have a lot of land.
Like, yeah.
They probably have as much land as Yellowstone.
Yeah, right? He's got over like 100 acres in Colorado.
Oh, he need to stop then.
But, you know, when the relationship don't work out, you got to make some cuts. Maybe you don't have that boat no more. Maybe you're not spending $836,000 in gifts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not what it was last year.
You're not Kevin Costner. You don't make Kevin Costner money.
Yeah, but the kids are.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So the kids should change their lifestyle because y'all couldn't figure it out? I know that's a lie.
Nah.
The best thing you can make a child do is suffer and struggle. Just so they can understand that this is how the world works.
No,
it may
not
always be gravy train city.
That's not fair. You can't abruptly change. What about their friend?
There is a chick named Shauna in the projects who's like a single mom who's like, yo, I'm doing way more with way less money.
Yeah,
and a kid is in private school.
But that's not her though, HK though.
Shauna needs to sleep up there, honey. No.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, up next, who is being called out for only serving watermelon on Juneteenth? Not you, Tanner. Okay, we have that story right here after the break.
Not me.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for Dish Is It. So a Kansas City Toyota Distribution Center is under fire for the way they decided to celebrate Juneteenth with watermelon. And no, they didn't have on Tanner's watermelon shirt. Now, seems like the employees couldn't believe their eyes when they walked into the break room on Juneteenth to see only watermelon being served.
Wow. Tanner, these are your cousins. What happened?
Those are my distant cousins.
I would have cared less.
What?
Girl, I would have cared less. First of all, they need to go work at damn Mercedes, honey. They didn't have just watermelon, number one. If you're working at Toyota, that's what you're going to get. But number two, my thing, it wouldn't have bothered me. Because, honey, white people eat just as much watermelon
and
as
we do.
And they do. We love what everyone loves
it. Clear though, they eat theirs, girl, honey, at the restaurant that's already taken off the rind. So they keep theirs nice and sliced.
I mean, all you had to do is add just a couple of extra fruit, whether it be a honeydew melon, maybe some sliced strawberries,
some cantaloupe,
some blueberries sprinkled on it. Now it's a fruit salad, and it's not as insensitive.
They say that the diversity and inclusion team at Toyota or at this Toyota branch or whatever is all white, and that's a mistake.
Oh, yes. They did that to make fun then. No, it wasn't celebratory.
Whatever, honey.
Well, Toyota canceled next.
Okay.
R.I.P. It's been good. It's been a long run.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.